Hold up, yeah. I can teach that bitch my language like Rosetta Stone. Yeah, fuck that bitch one time and then I'm phoning home.
I'm sorry to stop your dancing.
Oh, man. I thought, I didn't know what was going on yet. I'm over here grooving off.
Man, I love Trippie Redd so much.
Yeah, I'm digging that. I ain't heard this one yet. I didn't get through the whole album, I guess.
Okay, we got to talk about this album. But first, my name's Josh.
My name's Jaren.
We're the Audiophiles.
We are.
We're coming back. Okay, there's a lot of opinions I have. And I listen to...
Always, though.
Right. I know. I'm funneling down. I'm starting general, going specific, right? That's a thing. A lot of albums came out in the near past that I've got a lot of opinions that I just want to talk about some of my impressions. I try to stay fairly up to date with new records that come out just to educate myself and stay current, know kind of what's happening.
Yeah, so we can have new music to actually talk about.
Yeah, and then that too, you know, for the podcast. So there's three albums that just came out in the past like month-ish. There's Chance's new record, which everybody's been talking about. Trippie Redd's new album, the super recent, exclamation mark. And YB and Cordae's album, The Lost Boy. I want to get my thoughts on those real quick.
If it's
okay with you, Jaren.
It is great. And you like I said, I haven't really heard two of those records, so enlighten me.
Okay, so should I go bad to worse or best to better or what?
No, go worst to best.
Okay, I'll do this, man. I think my least favorite of those three albums that I just listed.
I could take a guess at it.
What's your guess?
Drum roll, please. YB and Cordae.
Yep.
Yeah?
You nailed it. Yeah. I don't know if you've listened to any of it.
No, I don't even know who he is. All I know, I've only heard of him because he has a song with her called Rax.
Is his feature good?
Actually, I was okay. This dude might be okay, but this is the thing. I got to tell you, like, this is how as messed up as this sounds, like, this is how I judge if I'm going to listen to a rapper or not. If their name is terrible and I don't understand what their name is referring to, like what in the hell is YBN stand for? Chances are I'm probably not going to listen to them. And I know it's crazy because I just talked about
that. That's kind of a non sequitur, man. It doesn't have a lot to do with the content of the music.
It's crazy because like I talked about in one segment about how the weirder the R&B name, the better the music. I feel like it's the reverse with rappers.
That's interesting.
Not to cut you off.
I just
go ahead.
This guy Moneybagg Yo, you saw him in concert.
Yeah, see,
recently.
Like I'm not.
That's funny. My, you know, that's a name that my dad could have come up with. All these modern rappers,
yeah,
like
exactly.
Moneybagg Yo.
I feel like rappers just run out of names, so they're just okay. Well, let's put this together, like
Lil Everything.
NBA YoungBoy, YBN Cordae.
Well, NBA means never broke again.
Yeah, I know, but still, like
I don't know.
That's still a. Either way you do it, that's a messed up name. Never Broke Again, Young Boy. NBA Young, but it's still kind of a terrible name.
Okay, I don't know what YBN stands for. Yes, Broke, Never? I don't know. But there's like this group, YBN. I forget what the name of the other one is on the label in the group. Help me out here, Jaren. You know the other YBN?
I don't. I was going to say NBA Young Boy, you know.
No, same. A lot of three-letter stuff. Anyway, Cordae's album, not that great. Here's my main problem with it. There's nothing that I object to. There's nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it lacks anything that differentiates him from anything else I've ever heard in my life. It's like a blank canvas.
Yeah?
Yeah. Every single song, I couldn't even listen to the whole thing. I got like halfway through. I won't even lie. I didn't listen to the whole record. But you got to sell me by halfway
it's
through.
Bad when you tap out halfway through the record.
You got, well, I don't know, man. It's like my ear time is valuable, you know?
Yeah, because there's so much other stuff I want to listen to.
Tapped out halfway through. Every song was like what that song is. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this is the, you know, lighthearted banger.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I've heard J. Cole do this song way better.
Hey, let's not do this tonight, but go ahead.
Let's not do what?
Let's not derail the show talking about, debating about
yeah,
whether J. Cole is great or not.
Here's my thing. I mean, if I say I heard J. Cole do this type of song better, that's like saying something, right? Because I don't like how he does those songs.
You just did it. But that's what J. Cole is a GOAT. Like,
okay. All right. You're right. Let's not derail.
Let's not, because we can take this whole segment that way. Like, you know,
okay,
I'm ready to defend J. Cole
and
Nailing too.
Listen to this song on YB and Cordae's record. It's like there's no mistakes. There's nothing that like hurts my ears, but it's like, dude, 2 years ago, Saba and JID was doing what you're doing, but like way better. You're not bringing anything new to the table.
Definitely.
It was a blank canvas, right? So I don't know. I hear a lot of records like that, but this newest YB and Cordae was a big example of that. And we could talk about this later, but he's super young, so he's got a long way to go.
So maybe. I'm pretty sure the Y stands for young.
Yeah.
Young something.
Young something. Yeah, totally. Probably. Young Which is funny because, like, you're not going to be young forever. You're going to get to change your name. Is Old Thug going to be a person or something?
I know, man. Like, when is Wang going to drop? Well, he's always going to be little. Never mind. That's a bad analogy. I was saying, when is Wang going to drop the lil? But he's 5'6 or something. So he always going to be little.
People will just call him Wayne, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. So if you are looking for a recommendation, The Lost Boy is not mine.
Damn. That is a way to set up some. I'm like, oh, he's better. So if you were looking for some to recommend, this is not the album. Don't listen to this one. This is actually a D recommendation.
Next up, I want to talk about Chance's record. Everybody's talking about Chance's record, The Big Day. So it's his first studio album.
Man, I had about 2-3 studio albums.
Well, they're all quote. You can't hear me over the microphone, but I'm doing the finger quote.
That's not a thing anymore. Mixtape, most times, is an album now. Like, mixtapes were mixtapes when Lil Wayne was making them. You know, when it would be like.
Sure.
It would be like no features. It would be like beats that have already been done. You know, like I'm just rapping. I'm making my own song to a song that's out now. Like, that's a mixtape.
Right.
You know, and the sound quality isn't that great. Mixtapes aren't mixtapes anymore.
I think Chance did that to make it free, to make it so it could be free. I think that was like a practical move.
I think that too, but I think a lot of artists now are doing the whole air quote mixtape thing because they want a way to release more music without having to go through the label. You know, the labels want you to stay on like a schedule, like one album every 18 months.
Yeah, but I think mixtapes go through the label for sure.
Sometimes some they do. But this is the thing, the label doesn't have to really promote that much if it's a mixtape. So,
that's a good point. That's interesting.
You know?
So, you know, I totally agree with you. It's a Chance to 10-day acid rap and coloring book. And not only are they, you know, they are produced, you know, they're not songs that are already out or anything like that, but mm-hmm. All of three of those records have such complete feeling narratives.
Yeah.
You know, like they feel cohesive like an album would. Same thing can't be said of the newest one, The Big Day. So
you were on a roll tonight. You set it up, crush it down. I'm thinking you about to say this album is just like that.
No. I hate to come out at the gate with only negative reviews. I actually liked The Big Day quite a bit. I've heard a lot of people that really dislike it. But here's the thing. If you do 3 10s, then you got to do another 10 or else people are going to absolutely hate it, right?
Very true.
They look at it through the lens of
how I feel about Damn, but that's another.
Yeah, that is indeed another thing. It's like, okay, you know, you did 3 10s off of like raw talent and ingenuity and resourcefulness. Now you're Chance the Rapper and you have all the money and resources in the world. You can collaborate with anyone you want and you come out with an album that is like
pretty
not...
Pretty sure he's always been Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, but now he's like Chance, like the rapper, right? He's
Chance the rapper.
Yeah, with the
two E's.
Yeah, yeah.
The two E's.
Precisely. I don't know, man. I mean, I liked it, I think, more than a lot of my contemporaries did. They were judging it like, this is not as good as the first three. But
talking to snobs. It's my contemporaries.
My contemporaries. I hang out with snobs, Jaren. Don't you know that?
I don't know why I'm here, because, man.
The album's got some good stuff on it. I really like 5-Year Plan. Some really good bars on that. Some of the stuff's really nice and heartwarming-y. Mm-hmm. If you really like the chanciness of Chance, if you like the coloring book, like Goody Two Shoes, friendly, warm, happy guy, then you'll probably be into a lot of the cuts on this record. But if you like the grittier, druggier, experimental, like if you liked Eminem when he was on, if your opinion on Eminem was No Junk, No Soul, then you're probably not going to like this new Chance record.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So before I get into all that, I got to back up a little bit. My man is just on a roll tonight. Late. He is just making up words for one. Like, what is, what did you say?
What?
Chance the Rappery?
No Junk. If you like that Chancy.
Or something like that Chancy. You said. Then you said one other word. Oh, I wish I could remember.
No Junk, No Soul. You've never heard that?
No, it was a word you made up. Like, that wasn't a word, but you just made it up. I'm loving it, but, you know.
So I give that. I forgot to give these guys. Should I go numbers or letter grades?
It's up to you.
Let's go. Chance did 3 A's. This one is like a C+.
Oof.
I think that's generally agreed. Which, okay, in the grand scheme of things, you know, a C+ is a decent record in the modern era. You know, you put out a super long, did not need to be as long as it is. Like, man, you could have cut like four or five of those songs and it would have felt way better.
But this is the thing. If you loved the album and it was that long, you'd be like, yeah, I'm happy this album is as so long. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Like, and if you really love the chancy stuff, then you're going to love the album.
Think about the double album.
Getting it like, nonstop. Totally.
Like the Beatles, the White Album. You know what I mean?
I'm so glad that's two.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Twice
you'd be
as long
pissed
as
if it was just one CD.
Even so, I think even if you really liked the album, I think it would have been more cohesive and less like all over the place and scattered. That would have been an easy improvement. Why being Corday, I give a D+, whatever.
You know me, I'm big on cohesion, so I feel that.
Trippie Redd did !! Okay, I'm a big Trippie Redd fan. Jaren's a big Trippie Redd fan. Hopefully you are a big Trippie Redd fan because we talk about him all the time.
Yeah. Name dropped the dude a little bit.
This is his second studio album, and then he did Love Letter U 1, 2, and 3. And then,
so his fifth studio album.
Yeah, like, whatever, right? It's whatever. I think it's probably better than his first, than his third studio album, quote, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's as good as any of his mixtapes. Here's the thing with Trippie Redd. Here's why I'll go mixtapes and albums separate. Mixtapes are Love Letter to You 1, 2, and 3. The albums were Life's a Trip! !! Though the two albums sound way like they're in the same ballpark. Both those albums sound like they have label influence, like they're intentionally going in a poppier, more accessible direction. The experimentation doesn't happen in the same way. Mm-hmm. On all the mixtapes, he's like doing him.
That's crazy because I was thinking that too. And all right, to back up to what I said a little bit, like there's really not much of a difference between mixtapes and album these days. I feel like the only difference I can really like think of is like you said, albums are, for one, like the label pushes them a lot more. And then like you can tell it's a lot more like accessible and trying to be poppy, you know, like.
Right.
He has the Game on he has a few features on there, like the Game and
the Game's features are pretty good.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, you weren't gonna put this Game song on one of
a mixtape.
It's like, come on, you gotta give that the proper promotional resources.
So. I feel like that might be the only difference these days.
Yeah, I think this !! Is a good example of why it's there's still a distinct distinction.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you listen to the first few songs, there's a lot of poppier stuff going on here. Yeah. There's a lot of more produced, like it's almost as if like the label threw really good producers at him to see what he could come up with for a studio album.
See, that's the thing, bro. So you would say you like his studio albums better?
No, I like his mixtapes.
Okay,
mixtapes, he's just doing him for.
Yeah,
I think
his mixtapes a lot more.
I think he put out 3 A's. Yeah. I think all of his mixtapes are like awesome.
I don't know if I'd say A, but three good ones, three strong mixtapes.
Yeah.
I definitely like on A Love Letter to You, Can You Rap Like Me? That's probably my favorite Trippie Redd song.
It's such a not very Trippie Redd song. It's like kind of outlier for him.
It is, but I feel like he's really showing that he can rap. Like he's giving us bars on that song.
That's true. You know? I agree with you.
So like the doubters, like, okay, can you rap like me? You might not think I can rap, but can you rap like me?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I dig it.
So the two studio albums, again, I look at !! Through the lens of this is his second studio album and probably an improvement on his first one, but I just want Love Letter to You 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I just want more of that because, and then the other thing is I see, or we've been seeing continual improvement. He's maturing as an artist on his mixtapes.
Yeah.
And then the albums are just kind of like whatever, you know, like they're not so much intended for me. It's still Trippie Redd deliciousness and still some really cool musical ideas on there. I see you shaking your head at me.
Cause Trippie Redd deliciousness. we gonna edit that out.
I think I said this already, but Everything Boz is my favorite track on it. So if you're gonna check out just one song, that song.
See, I'm gonna go reverse you. I'm gonna say if you check out one song, check out Be Yourself.
Be Yourself is good too.
I dig that.
That's cool. He's just got, man, Trippie. I'm such a fan because he's like, he's not just a really good artist, but he's a really good artist in a field of like artists with not very interesting ideas.
Yeah.
And his melodies are really good. Comes up with really intuitive, what's the word I'm looking for? Innovative melodies.
Mm.
Innovative melodies.
Kind of similar words. I can see how you can mix them up.
I'm getting tired,
intuitive,
man.
Innovative.
Way too long on a mic all day today.
Man.
But innovative melodies.
That's what's up.
is my conclusion. So I'll give Trippie Redd.
You got to get Josh a nap.
His album, let's see. I give it a B minus, you know. I mean, again, I think he put out 3 A's. And, Love Letter to You 3 is my favorite body of work.
He passed the class with a B minus. So.
He did pass the class. Cool. Yeah. Not bad. Not a bad modern hip hop record.
You didn't give a grade to YBN Cordae?
Oh, I said D minus. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, YBN.
Damn.
He's got a long way to go, and it's not certainly not his last album.
Hey, don't give him a pep talk after you gave him a D minus. Just let the D minus be a D minus.
Listen, Cordae, you're doing good.
You're doing like teachers when they give you the grade, then they write a long note under.
It's not a bad starting place, but I definitely think that you would benefit from seeing me after class.
All right, man. Well, he hit up our Instagram page going bad on us. You know why? Hey, I don't want no smoke with you. With any of you artists out there, I don't want no smoke. Like, we just trying to make it. We just talking.
Man, we criticize people and give all kinds of negative, all kinds of...
Yeah, they're going to be in our DMs like, uh-huh, I got something for you.
I want you to realize that we don't want people to be taking this personally. This isn't to be taken personally. This is just two dudes that don't know what we're talking about.
I tell you what, we ever say something bad about Wale, that's going to be a problem. That man going to take that super personal. He going to make a whole song about us.
Well, why would I? His music's incredible.
I know, right? No, and we're not being sarcastic. I love Wale. But he be, you know... He be in his field sometimes.
I want to get your opinion on a couple of things that I touched on here.
All right.
Take a break. We'll be back in one second.
Oof.
Talking,
a lot of talking. You good?
I'm feeling good. I'm having a good time, right. Even though I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm having fun doing it.
I'm having fun
for sure, and that's all that matters. Hopefully you are too, having fun listening to us. This is the Audio Files podcast. I'm Jaren.
I'm Josh.
We're back.
Mm.
So going off of what you was talking about, you know, all those albums that got released last month that you were digging or you know listened to, big albums for you. I would say. For me, that night is tonight. Like, and it's crazy because like for the last few months, like I've just been like, oh, not many albums are coming out that I'm pumped to listen to. Like, you know, maybe one here and there. Like Trippie Redd's album came out last week. I was pretty pumped, like kind of pumped for that. Mm-hmm. Before that, it was like 3 weeks before that, and nothing really came out tonight. And it was albums I didn't even know that were coming out tonight that just happened to drop, like surprise drop.
You're gonna I don't know anything about.
So five albums come out that I want to hear.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I'm kind of pissed because it's like. Damn, like, now I got, how am I going to listen to all? I can't listen to them all tonight on the drive home.
No, man, we got all lots right, to talk
so
about.
So we got, like, probably my two favorite rappers of all time coming out. Like, I don't think they're the best rappers, but my personal two, and they're my personal two for separate reasons. But, all right, so we got Snoop Dogg just dropped the album out of nowhere. There
what?
Was no promo for Snoop. And I just hop on, you know how you go to browse new music on Apple just to see what dropped because it's Thursday
no
night?
No promo.
And Snoop Dogg is the first album on there.
What?
And I go down under that. I see, also, like I said, my two favorite rappers. I go a few pages over. Who do I see? Currency. I'm like, what? How am I? That's already bad
that's
enough.
That's wild. Those are two older school rappers dropping new material the same
Yeah,
month.
Man.
That is like, awesome.
And then
so much good
under
stuff.
That, I see ASAP Ferg got a new album out tonight.
What?
Yeah.
Did you listen to his last one?
Yeah, some of it. His first album I really loved.
Yeah, Trap God, right?
Yeah.
I really loved it too. I like that record a lot.
And then wrapping up my rap albums for tonight, we got one that I know everybody's going to hear. I know you're going to listen to it too. My man Thugga dropped the album tonight.
What?
Yeah, Young Thug.
This is genuinely, did not know about any of these people. I'm so excited.
And then,
What's it called?
What is it? So Much Fun.
Thank you, Young.
You already get kind of pumped, like when you said an album title called "So Much Fun." He's like, "Okay, I gotta check this out." Like,
yeah.
What's the theme of this?
And he's so man, you never know what to expect.
You don't know what to expect from Thug.
I'm so happy.
You don't know what it's gonna sound like. He got a ton of features on there, but he also has songs where it's just him. And also, I like that. I don't know if I like Thug by himself or Thug on features. So I'm anxious to check it out. And then my last album I want to check out is a little bit more on the R&B tip. This is a newer artist who's kind of still making her way in the game, Snow Allegra.
Snow Allegra?
Yeah, check her out. She's dope. She's from Sweden, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, she's Swedish.
Does she have an accent?
I've never heard her talk. You know how people, like, when they sing, like, they still sound,
yeah, they just
like,
sound kind of English.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
It's crazy how that works. So I don't know if she could. But she, like I said, she's pretty much, like, kind of a newer artist. She had a couple of, air quote, mixtapes out.
Sure.
This is her first debut album. And I want to see if she capitalized on the potential that she had with her her earlier work. You know, I really dig her. So I just want to see if that potential is realized now.
Very cool, man. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. So.
Well, you said that was four. You said there were five.
That was five. So we got Snoop Dogg, Currency, ASAP Ferg.
Oh, ASAP Ferg. That's
Snow Allegra.
Yeah. Yeah, man, bro. That's enough music to make me feel substantially better about
it's
life.
It's going to be pretty busy. I don't know how I'm going to fit it in because I have a crazy weekend coming up.
Yeah?
Crazy weekend.
You want to let the listeners in on it?
I don't think I do. I don't know what I do.
I've got a crazy weekend of listening to a ton of new 2019 August music.
Yeah, that absolutely. Too. I got to fit that in some kind of way. But for one, I got to say, my big brother is back in town. He just like kind of popped up today. He hit me like, hey, what's up, little bro? What you doing? I'm like, at work. What are you doing? Aren't you at work? He's like, no, I just landed in Oakland. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm here for the weekend from Philadelphia.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he's from Oakland, but he moved out to Philly like maybe a year ago. So
welcome,
I haven't seen him.
Jaren's brother.
So I'll probably be with him pretty much, you know, all the time.
Before we wrap up here, this thing I want to ask you about. I want to get your opinion on something because I've argued with other people about this.
Yeah.
You touched on this for a second with Snow Allegra.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about how she released a couple of air quote mixtapes and she has maybe untapped potential.
Ooh, or was I like showing that segue.
Was showing signs about, you know, you start to wonder about what the full album, yeah. How she's going to proceed, how she's going to mature. And a second ago, in a attempt to be charitable, I'm saying the same kind of thing about YB and Cordae is that's the big argument with him. It's like, oh, he's so young.
Yeah.
He's like 17, 18, whatever. Maybe, you know, we'll wait till he's 21, you know, wait till he's a few albums deep, he's gonna be making incredible music.
Mm-hmm.
Which, okay, so here I want to get your opinion on this whole idea of potential. Like somebody puts out a record, it's not up to par,
yeah,
but you're still like, well, you just wait for them to, you know, X.
Yeah.
And then the thing with Snow Allegra is it's a similar situation, but it's you get to hear a lot of the material that's mixtape, so it's supposedly incubating still. She's supposedly still developing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you await the album and see what she has to bring to the table. So I want to get your opinion on what does that mean for an artist to have potential, or what does that do? Does that improve your affinity to the album, or I don't know?
I won't say it improves my affinity for the album, but what I will say is I understand the concept. When people say, oh, you know, she's got potential, like even if you don't necessarily like the artist or the song, but what that means to me is, okay, well, I hear the talent or I hear, you know, the creativity or something, but it's not really executed for me right now. You know, like something about the way the song is going isn't putting all that together. So, you know, it might be even like, let's say for a rapper, like you might have a cool 16. It's like, okay, that's hot. But the song I'm not really rocking with, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So it's you get the sense that there's lyrical talent there, but
yeah, there's some kind of talent there, but it's,
the bits and pieces haven't come together yet.
Yeah, it's still forming. You know what I mean? You're still maybe finding your style or whatever. It's just not working yet.
Okay.
But go on.
Do you have any examples of when somebody puts out a record and you just get the sense that, okay, this is a person to watch out for?
Yeah.
And then you were right. You get that theory gets confirmed.
Like they blow up or something?
Yeah, or just...
Ooh, I like that question.
Or the music gets so considerably better that it's... Mm-hmm. It validates your suspicions.
I really... Like, you threw me a curveball with that. I didn't expect you to...
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to rant, you know what I mean? Let you time,
man,
to think about it.
It's going to be a lot of dead air time with me thinking.
I'm trying to think, too. I think the thing with the mixtape is prevalent because you're supposedly in the arena where the artist is still like incubating, right?
Yeah.
You're supposedly in the arena where they're getting their act together.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drop the full thing.
I would say a recent example for me would be ASAP Rocky. Like his first,
really?
His first project was a mixtape. Then, you know, he came out with the album with that huge song with Drake and Kendrick and 2 Chainz. And the whole album was pretty dope. Like, it was real creative, I think. It was very, in my eyes, eclectic. And, you know, like the wave, the buzz that he had, I feel like was validated by, okay, this dude is actually dope.
Mm-hmm.
And his next album was even more weird. And I think his best project to date, what was it called? Live, Love, Ace. They all kind of, like, are named kind of similar. So whatever the third project was. So I would say, yeah, he's probably an artist that kind of validated that for me, but that potential argument.
Here's a big example for you. Good in favor of that argument is Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever into Wolf or the first records that he put out?
I can't say that I was.
Wolf is one of my favorite hip-hop albums of all time.
Yeah.
And I listened to that like a lot before Cherry Bomb and Flower Boy came out.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to that, and then Cherry Bomb, you start to sense he's going in this different direction. But I think Flower Boy is what blew him up in a bigger sense. You know, yeah. It brought him to a much larger audience, and it's his most acclaimed album, most likely. I think people look at the first records as a precursor to Flower Boy in the way that it's like, man, this is a rapper with something really creative to say, something really original. And then he comes through with Flower Boy, where he just perfects all of these things that he sets up, that he invents in Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
He just perfects the thing that he's created for himself. So I think that's one example. And I would say the same thing of his albums before Wolf, where like, yeah, he's really got something. Like he's really got an original thing to say. And then Wolf comes out and confirms it.
An artist that I really love that's kind of going through that right now, where I was there a little early and I was like, okay, yeah, this person is somebody to watch. They definitely have potential. They're already good, but they got potential. I think I told you about her a little bit.
Yeah, I've listened to some of this stuff, and she was up for Best New Artist.
Yeah, and like now she's getting all these accolades and albums coming out. She hasn't even released an album, but she has three projects out. She already has her own music festival that's going to be going on in the Bay.
Do you feel like the three projects have gotten better and better?
I wouldn't say better. None of them were a letdown from the previous one, but they're just all so different.
Okay.
So, you know.
Do you hear any maturity?
Yeah. On her last one, I hear maturity and her trying new things, you know?
Right.
Like, it's a lot of different stylistic approaches with that EP, mixtape, album, whatever it is. So for me, that shows growth and maturity. Like when you try new stuff, like when this doesn't sound like anything else in your catalog, and I feel like her last project did that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, this is something that I know especially not very much about, but apparently this is a thing in different sports too, where it's like potential. You know, you watch a player if they show potential early, right? And they're more valuable than if they've got really good stats. If they've got relatively good stats and there's some signs of potential there. I don't think it works. My argument against that for music, it's like, well, at the end of the day, I'm a consumer and a capitalist. It's like, I don't care how good you might be after this record.
Yeah.
I want a good record right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't care. Like,
this is streaming service. I could go and stream anyone I want. So definitely. I want you to give me a good record right now.
Yeah, when it's your team, it's like, all right, well, I'm not about to. This is my team, you know?
So yeah.
I need you to, even if you're not good this year, maybe you'll be better next year. So I feel you. So
I'll keep listening to the material, like, sure.
Yeah.
But I just want quality music right now, man. I'm a capitalist.
I feel that.
I want to listen to what I want to listen to.
So let me ask you, talking about artist music, what's your pick of the week this week?
My pick of the week, I don't want to do any of the ones that I recommended.
No. What do you want to put people on this week?
This week, yeah. The album, my favorite MF Doom album that I've been listening to a lot, Danger Doom.
That came out of left field.
Yeah. I've just been listening to it so much, and I love the material. If you're a fan of Adult Swim and like just of the different shows and that channel in general, you're going to be way into it. There's a lot of references. There's a lot of clips. I think all the clips on that album from Adult Swim, different shows, Aqua Teen Hunger Force and Harvey Birdman, even other ones that I don't know about.
Yeah.
But Danger Mouse produced it. There are some kind of like wild features on this record. Mm. Ghostface Killa is on it, which is weird for a Doom album. CeeLo Green.
CeeLo.
Talib Kweli.
Yeah, Talib Kweli.
Yeah. Lots of really interesting artists for MF Doom.
As far as collaborators, that's a pretty like dope set list you just named off right there.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the best record. Yeah. I think the production is better than any other because I love Doom, but this is my favorite production.
I'm gonna check it out just for the guest.
Sure. You know?
So
Danger Doom.
All right. Well, keeping in line with hip hop, my rec for this week is gonna be one of the greatest hip hop albums of all time. A lot of people probably call it the best hip hop album of all time. So it's kind of a cop out, but I still feel like people our age are still not enough of us have heard it. So I'm gonna recommend it. Nas Illmatic.
Yeah, building it up.
And more specifically, listen to New York State of Mind. In my eyes, like if there's ever a perfect hip hop song, that is it. That is the perfect hip hop song.
It's quite a claim.
There's other ones, but that is definitely when I think of hip hop, that's one of the first songs that comes to my mind. New York State of Mind.
Illmatic is great, man. That album is a 10. I think one of these days we got to do a versus.
Ooh,
we have to put Illmatic and it was written up against. Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't know which one I'm more on board with. They're both so great.
We'll have to just take a week to listen to them.
Yeah. But also, you listening out there, go ahead and listen to Illmatic and also MF Doom and let us know what y'all think about them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate you listening and giving us your feedback.
Yeah, so we don't know what we're talking about, though.
I had a good time doing it.
I had a great time doing it.
I'm Josh.
I'm Jaren.
We'll
see you next week.